On June 12, 2016, a lone gunman killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Among those killed was Deonca Drayton. She was 32. Deonca left behind a young son and her co-parent, Emily Addison. At StoryCorps, Emily sat down to remember her.
She had a beautiful voice, the most amazing smile, and she smelled so good all the time. We moved down here in Florida in 2012 together, but the heat, she couldn't stand heat. But it did not matter how hot it was outside, she would go outside and play ball with our son. And she used to always tell me that as long as she was alive, our son and I would never want for anything. And she kept a word. She texted me that night. She said that she was scared. People were shot. But when our son is asleep, we turn our ringers off. And I feel like I wasn't there for her when she needed me the most. I trying to text her. Her phone was going straight to voicemail. And I prayed so hard, my knuckles were white. But she was one of the ones that was murdered in the bathroom. The closer it gets to the one-year anniversary, all it's doing is reminding me of the last time that I saw her. I can tell you what was in her stomach because I made the last meal. She loved my cooking. She loved my cooking. My son, he's 3 now. And every night when we're going to bed, we walk up the stairs. He'll turn to her picture and say, "Night, night, mommy." I don't know how to get him to understand that she's never coming back. And I miss her so much. That feeling is constant. Like, I need her to call me. I need to see her. I will always love her, no matter what. There will never be an end.